Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Spirit-Led Life 2, Keys to Increased Sensitivity. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The Holy Ghost never inspired anybody to tell a lie. Amen. Ever. There's this one group one time, they got into this stuff about, that they would tell people things that were wrong for their own good. And they called it holy deception. Made me mad just to hear the phrase. I mean, nothing could be further from God. I mean, He is the Spirit of truth. Who is the father of lying? Who's speaking his own language when he tells a lie? It's the devil. No, I don't care whether it's a little bit stretched or a little bit exaggerated or a big old whopper lie. I don't care. Anywhere in between, none of that can be of God. None of it. None of it. There is no deception in God. He is light. Right? God is light. And in Him is what? No variableness, no shadow, no darkness at all, no turning. He's just light. Just truth and no lie. Right? Truth. He's pure. But see, these guys were getting off because they're listening to hypocrisy. They're listening to lies. People were talking one way and living another. And what happens when you do that in verse 2? Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared. Now, we've talked about the conscience before. The conscience is the voice of your spirit. Spirit of God bears witness with your spirit. And we won't take the time to do it, but we saw in Romans 2:1 and 9:1 and these as well as 8:14, 15, 16 about how the conscience, he said, my conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit. So if your conscience is being seared, then your spirit is being dulled to the leadings of the Lord. And what got them that way? Listening to lies, listening to hypocrisy, giving heed to wrong spirits. And these things led them away from purity, led them away from truth, and in so doing, their conscience became seared. Well, what? When something is seared, the result then is scar tissue. Scar tissue can be thick and unfeeling, like it should be. The result is dullness, which is the opposite of what we're looking for. Right? We want sensitivity. Is there a connection between sensitivity and cleanness? Sensitivity and truth. Sensitivity and purity. No question. No question about it. Go to 1 Corinthians, please. 1 Corinthians. And I believe it's the 6th chapter. No. There are things in the 6th chapter about it. But go to the 10th chapter for time's sake, please. 10th chapter. This is a good day today. Amen. We're going to become more sensitive than we've been in times past. A lot of times people, they know some things not quite right, but they haven't realized the connection and how that coming short in one area is costing you so much in another area. We'll see this as we go. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 14. He said, wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men, judge ye what I say. The cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? For we being many are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Now say this out loud. Communion.
Communion.
Partaking.
Partaking.
When we come together and we talk about the blood and we reverence the blood and we talk about the body and we reverence the body, when we lift up these elements and we release our faith, do we partake of the power of the blood? Do we partake of the benefits of the broken body? Yeah. In communing and fellowshipping with His Spirit, we partake of His blessings and qualities and holiness. Well, now He goes on to say, keep reading. Behold, Israel, verse 18, after the flesh, are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? Whatever you take in, you become a partaker of it. It becomes part of you. You participate in part of it, and part of it gets in you. Communion means a sharing in common. He said, what say I then, that the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to God. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. Who's he talking to? Isn't he talking to Christians? Spirit-filled Christians. I mean, this is a church at Corinth. I mean, the 12th chapter is the gifts of the Spirit. Right? He's talking to Spirit-filled Christians, and he warns them about fellowshipping with devils. Doesn't he? He said, you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than He? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Why shouldn't we go into a theater and watch an X-rated movie? I mean, most of you would agree that, yeah, I mean, I know you would agree that I shouldn't. But is there a different standard for you?
No.
Well, then for you and me.
That's right.
Should we go to the X-rated theater?
No.
Watch the X-rated movie?
No.
Why not?
No.
People will say, well, God made the human body and your human body's beautiful and sex drive is natural. I mean, why not? There's all kind of things that people use to reason.
Yeah.
Why shouldn't we go? Why shouldn't we go clubbing on Saturday night? Go to the hottest clubs. Why shouldn't we go? I mean, people say, well, I believe I shouldn't go. Okay, why? All right, but why? Let me tell you one of the biggest reasons why you shouldn't. Because there are wrong spirits there. Wrong spirits influenced the writing of those scripts. Inspired those scripts. Wrong spirits influenced the making of those films. Wrong spirits are in that place. They hang out there. And if you go and participate in what they're doing, then you wind up communing and fellowshipping with the same spirits that they're yielding to. And in so doing, you defile yourself. Can you ever get clean again? Oh, thank God. No matter how bad you might mess up and defy yourself, is there some way that you could get clean again? Yes. Yes. By the blood of the Lamb, you can be made clean again. But there are other resulting problems. What do we know already from what we've seen? If you participate in a wrong thing, if you partake of a wrong thing and it defiles you, what else does it do? It dulls you. It dulls you. Right?
Yes.
Every time that you're watching something and something inside you is bothering you about it and you ignore that, you just dulled yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
Every time you're listening to something and something checks you, turn that off. Turn that off. And you don't. You just go on and listen to it for 3 more hours. You just did what? If it's not of the Holy Spirit, what spirit is it of? And if you're yielding and communing with something that's of a wrong spirit, is that not having a searing effect on your conscience? And a dulling of, and that's why Christians get to the place where they're confused about, is this God? Or is it not? Is it just me? Or is it the devil? Why? Because they've not listened in times past. They've overrode, they've ignored, and thereby dulled their self. Oh, but there's good news. I said there's good news. I don't care how dull you might have become, you can become sensitive again. Amen. And even more sensitive than you've ever been.
Yep.
See, even babes in Christ can hear from God.
Yep.
I don't care if you were born again yesterday. Your spirit is alive unto God and your spirit is sensitive to God. When you're first born again. And the problem is that people, as they go on walking with the Lord, things come up and they ignore their heart. They override it and they ignore and they ignore and they override and it dulls them.
Yeah.
Where they should have become, just stayed sensitive and kept growing, then they dull their self. Conscience became seared. Oh, but I'm so glad to say today that you can be made clean again. Let me give you 3 things. Turn to John 15. 3 things. This is not an exhaustive list, but here are 3 agents of cleansing for your life. Let me do it a different way. Go to 2 Corinthians 6, then we'll go to John 15. 2 Corinthians 6 and 14. Now, if you're serious about being sensitive to the leading of the Lord, you'll be listening right now. Here are things you can do to make yourself more sensitive. 2 Corinthians 6, 14. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial or the devil? Or what part hath he that believes with an infidel? We ought not be communing and fellowshipping with the wrong thing. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Holiness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R215. That's R215. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.